Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldreyer, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches. The first parakeh Isha Niknes. The Zichru Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Torah says that the Jews entering Eretz Yisrael ate of the land's produce on the 16th of Nisan, implying they did not beforehand. This seems to prove that Chadash was forbidden even before settling Eretz Yisrael, not like Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, so they could not eat Chadash until the Omer was brought. The Gemara answers that it was permitted to them, but they had no need for it. The Torah says they ate man until they entered Eretz Noshavas, an inhabited land, implying Eretz Yisrael itself. Yet the same pasuk says they ate until reaching Kinsay Eretz Canaan, the border of the land of Canaan, referring to the eastern side of the Yarden, the entry point into Eretz Yisrael. The explanation is that on the 7th of Adar, Moshe died and the man ceased to fall. And they subsisted on the man in their vessels until the 16th of Nisan. Point number two is taught in a brisa, B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe, u'b'shiva ba'adar nolad. Moshe died on the 7th of Adar and was born on the 7th of Adar. It first proves his date of death. Moshe died in Arvas Moav, and the pasuk says the Bnei Israel mourned Moshe for 30 days in Arvas Moav. Yeshua was then told to prepare the nation to cross the Yarden 3 days later, which is further identified as the 10th of Nisan. Thus, Moshe died 33 days earlier on the 7th of Adar. Moshe was born on the same date, as he said on the day of his death, Ben Meva Esmishan Anokhi Hayom, I'm 120 years old today, indicating that he was exactly that age, which teaches Shekosh Baruch Yoshu B'malish Nosem Shal Tzadikim, that Kosh Baruch Hu sits and completes the years of the Tzadikim, Meyom Leyom U'Mechodesh L'Chodesh, from day to day and from month to month, meaning their exact date of birth. As the Pasuk says, Esmespar Yamecha Amalei, I will complete the number of your days. And point number three, it was stated in the Mishnah, Chadash asur min haTorah b'kol makom. Chadash applies biblically everywhere, even outside Eretz Yisrael, or la halacha. Orla applies everywhere based on a halacha, v'kalayim edivei sofrim, and kalayim applies everywhere by rabbinic decree. Amoraim dispute the meaning of halacha in the Mishnah. Shmuel explains, Hilchas Medina, it's a regional practice, meaning an accepted custom outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan explains it as halacha lo moshim Sinai. The first opinion is challenged. A Mishnah teaches that although Suffolk Orla is forbidden in Eretz Yisrael, b'chutzlarz yord lo keach, outside Eretz Yisrael, he may go and purchase fruit from a non-Jew, although some of his fruits are Orla, u'bavadshul yaranu loket, provided he does not see the owner picking Orla fruit. However, regarding Kalim, it says that he may even have the non-Jew pick the greens of vineyard Kalim outside Eretz Yisrael, provided he does not pick it himself. If Orla is forbidden outside Eretz Yisrael by Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and Kalayim is only rabbinically forbidden, this distinction is understandable. But if they're both rabbinical, why is Kalayim more lenient? The Gemara answers that Shmuel taught the Mishnah as saying the same Halacha in both cases. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Torah says that the Jews entering Eretz Yisrael ate of the land's produce on the 16th of Nisan, implying they did not beforehand. This seems to prove that Chadash was forbidden even before settling Eretz Yisrael, not like Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, so they could not eat Chadash until the Omer was brought. The Gemara answers that it was permitted to them, but they had no need for it. The Torah says they ate man until they entered Eretz Noshavas, an inhabited land, implying Eretz Yisrael itself. Yet the same pasuk says they ate until reaching Kinsay Eretz Canaan, the border of the land of Canaan, referring to the eastern side of the Yarden, the entry point into Eretz Yisrael. The explanation is that on the 7th of Adar, Moshe died and the man ceased to fall, and they subsisted on the man in their vessels until the 16th of Nisan. Point number two is taught in a brisa, B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe, u'b'shiva ba'adar nolad. Moshe died on the 7th of Adar and was born on the 7th of Adar. It first proves his date of death. Moshe died in Arvas Moav, and the pasuk says the Bnei Israel mourned Moshe for 30 days in Arvas Moav. Yeshua was then told to prepare the nation to cross the Yarden 3 days later, which is further identified as the 10th of Nisan. Thus, Moshe died 33 days earlier on the 7th of Adar. Moshe was born on the same date, as he said on the day of his death, Ben Meva Esmishan Anokhi Hayom, I'm 120 years old today, indicating that he was exactly that age, which teaches Shekosh Baruch Yoshu B'malish Nosem Shal Tzadikim, that Kosh Baruch Hu sits and completes the years of the Tzadikim, Meyom Leyom U'Mechodesh L'Chodesh, from day to day and from month to month, meaning their exact date of birth. As the pasuk says, Esmespar Yamecha Amalei, I will complete the number of your days. And point number three, it was stated in the Mishnah, Chadash asur min haTorah b'kol makom. Chadash applies biblically everywhere, even outside Eretz Yisrael, or la halacha. Orla applies everywhere based on a halacha, v'kalayim edivei sofrim, and kalayim applies everywhere by rabbinic decree. Amoraim dispute the meaning of halacha in the Mishnah. Shmuel explains, Hilchas Medina, it's a regional practice, meaning an accepted custom outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan explains it as halacha lo moshim Sinai. The first opinion is challenged. A Mishnah teaches that although Suffolk Orla is forbidden in Eretz Yisrael, B'chutzlarz Yord Lokeach, outside Eretz Yisrael, he may go and purchase fruit from a non-Jew, although some of his fruits are Orla, U'bavadshul Yerenu Loket, provided he does not see the owner picking Orla fruit. However, regarding Kalim, it says that he may even have the non-Jew pick the greens of vineyard Kalim outside Eretz Yisrael, provided he does not pick it himself. If Orla is forbidden outside Eretz Yisrael by Halacha Moshe Sinai, and Kalim is only rabbinically forbidden, this distinction is understandable. But if they're both rabbinical, why is Kalim more lenient? The Gemara answers that Shmuel taught the Mishnah as saying the same Halacha in both cases. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Lamed Ches, and our standard simon relates to a Dover Halach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simon to make it more distinct. So here goes. Chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us the halachas of Orla, Misinai. Once again, slow motion. Chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, Davar Lach. Chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, which reminds us, the month fell until Moshe's passing on Zayin Adar, and they continued to eat it until the 16th of Nisan. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, which reminds the Gemara brings the source that Moshe was born and died on the 17th of Adar. And we learn Shekosh Baruch Yoshu Umimalish Noseim Shel Tzadikim, that Shekosh Baruch Hu sits and completes the years of the righteous, Mayom Layom, Mechodesh Mechodesh, from day to day and from month to month, meaning the exact date of birth. As the Pasuk says, as Mispar Yamecha Amaleh, I will complete the number of your days. So, chicken soup remained in the diamond-studded bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us the halachas of Orla, Misinai, which reminds us it was stated in the Mishnah, Chadash Asim Min HaTorah B'Kol Makom. Chadash applies biblically everywhere, even outside Eretz Yisrael. Orla halacha, Orla applies everywhere based on halacha, B'HaKalayim Yedivrei Sofrim, and Kalayim applies everywhere by rabbinic decree. Amoraim dispute the meaning of halacha in the Mishnah. Shmuel explains Hilchos of Medina, it's a regional practice, meaning an accepted custom outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yochanan explains it's a halacha of Moshe Mitzinai. So once again, chicken soup remained in the diamond set of bowls until Tezayin Nisan, even though the soup flow from the sky had ceased on Zayin Adar, reminding the soup sippers of the birthday and yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, who taught us the halachas of Orla, Mitzinai. All right, so now it's time for Vorba Ba'al Chazar. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder. Ladder, that must be more on Daf Lamed Daled. The woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock, which reminds the Gemara to discuss the exemption of woman from the mitzvahs Asi Shez Zman Grama and their Chiva mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama. There are exceptions, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Engel Meini Mina Klos. We do not learn from general rules, Afil B'makom Shenemar B'chutz, even where it says except, because there may be additional exceptions which are not listed. So the woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock looked past the man wearing tefillin down below, sitting right next to another man, learning Torah, which reminds the Gemara says that this principle that women are exempt from mitzvahs asei shez zman grama is derived from tefillin. Ma tefillin nashim b'turos, just as wearing tefillin is a time-bound mitzvah and women are exempt from it. Av kol mitzvahs asei shez zman grama nashim b'turos, so too, regarding all time-bound mitzvahs, women are exempt. Women's exemption from tefillin is derived from tefillin being written near the mitzvah of learning Torah, from which women are exempt. So the woman sitting on the diamond-studded ladder opposite the time-bound mitzvah clock looked past the man wearing tefillin down below, sitting right next to another man, learning Torah, when they saw their husbands approach carrying jewelry for the chag, as well as the save-the-date notice for the mitzvah of Hakel, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, instead of exempting women from mitzvahs asei shez zman grama based on tefillin, let us derive from simcha the mitzvah to rejoice during the shalosh regalim that women are chayv in mitzvahs asei shez zman grama. Abaya answers Isha Baal Mesamcha, regarding a woman's rejoicing, it's her husband who gladdens her, meaning it's his obligation, not hers, to ensure that she rejoices. The Gemara goes on to explain why we don't want that she's chayv from the mitzvah of Hakel. Daf Lamed Hey, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hey is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The cute little boys choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The Kyoto Boys Choir in their diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the Women Are Also Kaiva and the Don't Do song to their proud mothers, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's rule that women are chayv by every lo sase. Rav, as well, Rabbi Yishmael's Academy quoted a pasuk discussing swearing falsely about stealing. Isho isha ki yasmi kol chatas ha'adam, a man or a woman who shall commit any of the sins of people. Hishva akasim isho isha kol unshin shibatorah. The pasuk thereby equated a woman to a man regarding all the punishments of the Torah. If they're subject to the punishments of Malkus for violations, they must be bound by the commandments themselves. So the cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the Woman Also Chayv and the Don't Do song to their proud mothers acted out cutting pays, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that there are three exceptions to woman's obligation in all mitzvahs losase: rounding payas, destroying the corners of the beard, and for a kohenis becoming tummy to the dead. The Gemara brings the various sources. So the cute little boys choir in the diamond-studded outfits waving their fingers side to side while singing the Woman Are Also Chayv and the Don't Do song to their proud mothers acted out cutting payas, destroying beards, and becoming tummy to the dead, for the woman can do stanza, which conclude with the words Bani Matem L'Hashem Elokechem, as a boy pointed to where a woman can make a bald spot when mourning her dead, which reminds us Isi added another exception, Upbal Yikruchu Nashim Baturus. Women are also exempt from the commandment not to make a bald spot on the head in mourning someone's death. His source is the Pasuk Bani Matem L'Hashem Elokechem, you are sons to Hashem your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor make a bald spot between your eyes for the dead, Kiyam Kadosha Tal Hashem Elokechem, because you're a holy nation to Hashem your God. The opening word Banim teaches Banim below Banas L'Karcha, only sons and not daughters, regarding the prohibition to make a bald spot. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is Lulav. So here goes. The mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with her diamond-studded Lulavim. Lulavim. That must be on Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded Lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah, which reminds us, a brisa teaches about the pasuk Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokechem, your sons to Hashem your God. The Beuda holds, when you act in the manner of Banim, you're called Banim of Hashem. Enatem Nogim Minhag Banim, Enatem Groim Banim. But if you do not act in the manner of children, you're not called as children. Remer disagrees, Benkach u Benkach Atem Groim Banim. Whether you act this way or that way, you're called as children. He quotes four psukim to demonstrate this, the first one being that we're called Banim even when we act foolishly. So the mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded Lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodos that only men do, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists the various steps of bringing karbonos which a woman does not perform, such as smicha, tenufa, hagasha, and kamitza. So the mother who yelled Banim to her sons who were acting foolishly with their diamond-studded Lulavim and pretending to have sword fights instead of doing the mitzvah wanted them to see their father doing smicha on his carbon as well as other avodos that only men do, and not the sota doing tenufa of her mincha sota with a kohen, which reminds us we learn the source of the sota does tenufa of her mincha in addition to the kohen, which we learn from the pasuk comes from a gezer shava of yad yad with shlamim. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The mitzvah shehitui ba'arts laser tag team, laser tag, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The mitzvah shehitkuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and maaser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, call mitzvah shehitkuli bar's any mitzvah which is dependent on land such as shemitah or trumas and maaser, eino noheges el ba'arts, only applies in Eretz Yisrael, v'she'eino tuli ba'arts, and any mitzvah which is not dependent on land, noheges ben ba'arts ben v'chutz la'arts, applies both in the land and outside the land, with some exceptions. So, the mitzvah shehitkuli bar's laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and maaser, shooting Orla Klein and Chodesh targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that every mitzvah which is a land obligation applies only in Eretz Yisrael, except for Orla and Klein, which apply everywhere despite being land mitzvahs. This was taught as a halacha of Moshe Sinai. Rabbi Eliezer concludes, Afa Chadash, even Chadash, the prohibition to eat new grain before the Omer was brought. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Eliezer, Kula Palig or Lachumra Palig? Is Rabbi Eliezer arguing to be more lenient than the Tanakhama or to be stricter? So the mitzvah shehitkuli ba'arts laser tag team, with their diamond-studded laser guns hiding behind piles of truma and maaser, shooting Orla Klein and Chadash targets that were in the Chutz La'aretz zone, successfully zapped their opponent doing a wine libation on a private bama in an area called Moshe Vosechem, which reminds us, in a brisa, the Tanaim discuss the implication of the word Moshe Vosechem, your dwellings with respect to Nesachim, wine libations of our Kabbanis. Rabbi Yishmael, because he holds that Nesachim are only brought with a carbon on a Bama Tzibur, a communal Bama, cannot interpret your dwellings to mean in all places that you dwell, rather it must mean that it only applied after the 14 years of conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva learns that Moshe means everywhere that you dwell. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that mitzvahs hatuyah ba'art, such as Shemitah, Truma, Meiser, only apply in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that the month ceased flowing on Zayin Adar, but Bnei Yisrael continued to eat it until Tet Zayin Nisan? That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the source that is Sota does Tanufa or Mincha Sota in addition to the Kohen who waves it with her? That's on Daf. Ahmed Vav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one the Rabbi Yochanan words that's halacha Moshe Misinai, that Orla is also forbidden in Chutz La'aretz? That's on Daf. Ahmed Chas. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we discuss whether the mitzvah Chadash also applies in Chutz La'aretz? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which of the one about women's exemption from Baal Takif, Baal Tashchis, Ubal Tatami Lameisim? That's on Daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that one must stand for a Sefer Torah? That's on Daf. Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we have Malchokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether we are called Banim of Hashem when we're not behaving properly? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 9. Which of the one how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on Zayin Adar? That's on Daf. Ahmed Ches. Good. And number 10, which of the learn that Isi holds that women are also exempt from Bal Yikruchu, tearing their hair out in grief as a sign of mourning? That's on Daf. Ahmed Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldfarb from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.